So, are you touching yourself yet?
No.
I think you should. You're, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing an orange t-shirt, very thin t-shirt, and a pair of zebra print pajama pants.
And they're loose and have easy access?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming since it's nighttime, there's no bra or underwear on?
Of course not.
Okay, good. And just slide your hand up under your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And just lightly rub, don't touch your nipples, just lightly rub the sides of your breasts. Just light fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me when your nipples start getting hard.
They are.
Oh, good. okay, and just start running your fingers in circles on the outside of your areola. But then just start moving it a little bit more inward, a little bit more inward,
mm-hmm.
until you're just circling your nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I want you to lightly take your nipple between your finger and your thumb. And mm-hmm. squeeze. A little bit more. Are you using both hands?
Yes.
So both breasts are getting attention?
Yes.
Good. Squeeze them harder.
Ooh.
And I want you to apply the pressure and steadily squeeze harder and don't let up at all until I tell you to. Okay, I want you to stop and reach over and get two pieces of ice.
Okay.
I want you to put the ice around those nipples. I just took a nice cold drink and I'm running my tongue around your nipple in circles. Okay, put the ice down. And I want you to pull on your nipples, but let your finger and thumb slip off as you get to the tip. And just squeeze as you're pulling. Just keep pulling on them. Stop touching them and go back to just playing with the outsides of your tits. And slide your fingers down your belly. Slide your hands inside those pajama bottoms. Absolutely do not touch your pussy. Slide your fingers down your thighs. In fact, you might want to just slip those off.
Okay.
Run your fingers down your thighs. Run your fingers up the insides of your thighs. In that crease where your leg meets your body.
Yeah.
And the skin on the outside of your labia, but not on your labia. Run it back up your belly. Around your breasts. And squeeze those nipples hard again for me. Harder, Eliza. Harder. Harder. Okay, let him go. You have those clothespins?
Yes.
Have you had clothespins on your nipples before?
No.
Are you going to try for me?
Yeah.
I think that would be a very good girl. So just pull your nipple out. Open that clothespin and slide it on the end. You have it on both of them?
Not yet.
Do you have a free hand?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to rub your clit. Oh, that's a good girl.
Oh, I'm not sure how long I can take these.
It's not going to be on very long. Just wait. When I tell you to take them off, I want you to pick the ice up and rub it on your nipples.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it. That's a good girl. Okay, put the ice down. Just massage your breasts now. Gently. Run your fingertips down your sides. Across your hips. Down your thighs. Slide them up your thighs. Oh, and just run them barely touching over your labia. Is that pussy smooth?
Yeah.
I want to rub my tongue over it. Lick that pussy. Slide your finger in between your labia. Push down to your clit. To bring yourself to the edge for me, but don't come. I want you to tell me what you're doing. Describe it for me.
I'm rubbing my clit with my little finger.
In circles.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Don't you come?
No, I'm not.
My pussy's so wet now.
Fuck. How hard it is going to become after hearing that.
Tell me when you're getting close.
I'm so close.
Yeah. I want you to tell me when you can't keep playing, because it's going to make you come if you keep playing.
No, no.
Okay, stop. Stop and just listen to me come. Don't touch yourself. Oh, fuck.
Oh. God damn.
I want you to pick up that spatula. Spread your labia for me. And I want you to tap your clit with it. Don't do it hard, just light taps. Make sure you spread your labia and expose that clit for me. Feel my fingers tapping your clit. A little bit harder. Now, I want you to pick up your small toy. I want you to slide it up and down your labia.
Should I turn it on?
Not yet. How was that pussy for me, baby?
Dripping.
Yeah. Push that toy inside you for a minute. I want you to bring it back out. Turn it on. Rub it against your clit. But don't come. Now I want you to go back to playing with your clit with your fingers. And slide that toy inside you like my fingers are sliding inside. Slowly. Oh, I want to feel inside your cunt. Fuck. The spatula. Spank that clit with it. Spread that labia wide. Harder. Get an ice cube.
Okay.
Rub it up and down your pussy.
Oh, God.
Rub it in circles around your clit. I know it's melting fast. That counts so hot for me. Rub that pussy and come for me right now. Rub it. Reach down and pick up those beads.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just lightly rub them, not rub, but just kind of pull them lightly across your nipples. And across your sides and across your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Like fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh, that's such. You come so beautifully. God. It's like one of those things on my bucket list that I want to try as a strap-on.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'd love to break that cherry with you.
You would have a lot of fun with it.
God, I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah. Bury my face in there.
Yeah.
God.
Fuck. You to listen to it. I want you to make me do it.
And it would sound twice as wonderful.
Oh.
I have a hard time hearing with your thighs wrapped around my head.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck.
You're leaving me in limbo here, girl, and it's driving me nuts.
Why is that? You want to touch yourself again?
You think?
Oh. Beg me for it.
Oh, you want me to beg?
If you want to touch yourself, you better let me know why and how.
I don't care how, I just want to fucking do it.
No, that's not a good answer. No. I want an explicit how you want to touch yourself, and I want it now.
I want to take my bigger toy Mm-hmm. And I want to fuck the shit out of my coat with it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I want.
Well, then do it. Imagine me with a strap on. Don't put the whole thing in yet. Just the head of it. And rub it up and down your slit. I think I'd like you on your knees, on your head against the bed. Rubbing that toy up and down that cunt. Push the head in. And then just slowly, so slowly slide it in. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. You tell me when you want to fuck yourself faster.
I want to now.
Take it out.
Damn it. It's out.
Good girl.
Getting pouty.
Line it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Push it in hard. Fuck yourself until you come. Do what you gotta do. And make yourself come for me. I'm sitting behind you watching you fuck yourself. My tongue against your ass.
Fuck, AJ.
My finger pushing into your ass.
Fuck.
Fucking your ass while you fuck that dirty cunt. Yes. Do it. Harder. Harder. Good little slut. Yes. Through your hair. Fuck. I don't know. You think the listeners are gonna like that?
I don't I don't care if they do, because I...
Do you think Aaron Rodgers would like that?
Oh, fuck. He's gonna love it. They will come when Aaron Rodgers comes beating down the door of and demands a cut.
Yeah, we have to plan a Chicago trip when the Packers are in town.
Oh, fuck, I would love to watch the Pack play the Bears.
Wait, you're not a Bears fan, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's just fun to watch rivalries. I love how we go from orgasm to Aaron Rodgers. Usually it's the other way around.
Well, you know, we've got to shake things up. I think they're going to know what they're getting. And...
I think you may have reclaimed your title of making me the wettest.
Awesome. Take that, you know who you are. He'll like that little shout out, won't he?
Exactly. He's going to be like, wow, I got a shout out. I'm not sure if that was positive or not.
Well, it works well for you because it's like challenging him.
Holy fuck. My nipples still hurt.
Good. You'll think about it later.
I am the clothespin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You what?
I'm a fan of the clothespin.
Oh, yeah. I like the feeling right after they come off.
Oh.
That blood rushes back in.
It's like a wet t-shirt contest up in here. Because the entire front of my shirt...
wet from the ice.
Drenched because that ice was melting so fast.
Because you're so fucking hot.
We be hot bitches,
absolutely. What did that guy on the thread say? The SPP? Was it that? No, I think it was a comment on Super Pissy 2 on your lit submissions.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. And he said something about wanting another one and being down with SPP or something like that, the Super Pussy Podcast.
Oh my God.
I'm just thinking, Super Pussy Podcast, we be hot bitches. It's like our
And see,
byline.
Now, the song that was stuck in my head earlier is gone, and it's been replaced with OPP by Naughty by Nature, so it just got worse.
Sorry, it's not my fault you know 10,000 songs and counting.
I want ZZ Ward back. No, I want... Aaron Rodgers. I swear.
Oh.
I'm like, I still have to take deep breaths, and I'm wondering what condition my pussy is going to be in tomorrow.
I know mine's going to be sore again.
Yeah, I think mine might be too. I get a little overzealous. What happened?
You would think at some point we'd like build up calluses or something.
God, I hope not. Could you imagine how that would feel on a dick? You're like, I was fucking this chick, and I'm pretty sure she had sandpaper in there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that coming.
You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
That was too easy. Oh, God, I can't stop stretching now.
And I noticed something else. Your nose runs when you get turned on.
Was I sniffing a lot?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well, it's also really bad allergy season for me.
Oh, maybe that's it. I hope it's not that you're allergic to me. Good God.
I hope I wasn't snarfing through the whole thing.
No, you were. You were. Oh, it wasn't, like, hugely noticeable.
Okay. I'm like, great. Now I'm going to be the chick with the hot voice but has nasal issues.
No, you were like...
Like, oh. I really like listening to Super Pussy. You know, AJ's got a really hot voice. That other girl, I'm not sure. She might need to see an ENT.
It's good we played first because I'm pretty sure that noise I just made any guy's dick just go, whew.
No, there's probably like 5 guys out there that went, finally, finally some chick made that noise. Oh. Because, you know, it takes all kinds.
It does. It does. There's some pretty...
Our listeners are completely normal.
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, I was being sarcastic. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when compared to us, normal gets hugely larger, doesn't it?
It's all about your scope.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But there are some really interesting kinks and fetishes out there.
And I really like, especially the last list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the question of, you know, what is the sexiest thing a woman can do? That's such a broad, you know, question.
Right. Yeah, it really is.
And I really like the answers that was getting.
Yeah. And just, you know, for clarification, for people that are listening, what we're referencing is on Literotica, on the forum side, we have a thread, the Super Pussy thread. And
the SPT.
What's that?
The SPT.
Yes, the Super Pussy thread. No, not to be confused with STP, as in the Fuel Additive or the Stone Temple Pilots.
I was going to say, or a really great thing.
Yeah, I knew you were. But anyway, so anybody that's listening, that's what we're referencing when we talk about the thread. And we post questions from time to time. And the most recent one was, how women can do that's the sex, what's the sexiest thing a woman can do? And what do guys really think about women that give it up on the first date was another one that was recent. Seems like there was something else, another one recently.
There was a follow-up question. What do you like to do if you're with a woman who's submissive?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yep.
And I loved that you asked that question because I knew what was coming in this recording. And I was like, yay.
Yeah, it was killing me not to tell anybody what we had planned for this.
Yeah.
We got to hurry up and record this so that we can just have it out there.
Can I say, like, with the question about the sexiest thing that a woman can do, and I referenced this on the thread, there was, I can't remember who it was, and even if I could, I probably wouldn't shout out the name, but someone answered basically, like, having a sense of humor
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, you know, things of a sexual nature, and that answer just, I loved it.
Spot on.
That was my favorite answer of any answer that's ever been given to a question in our thread.
Was that the one where they said, you know, being able to laugh at things?
It starts in 3 minutes. So yes. You better finish or you're not going to be able to do
it. But it's the truth. If you can't laugh at each other, I mean, I was talking to a guy and he said he had a threesome and it ended. And I said, well, you know, like what happened? And he goes, do you want the truth? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I farted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that ended it? And he's like, yeah, the girls just couldn't handle it. And I'm like, okay. I mean, if you're sharing, swapping bodily fluids, I mean, even if you're using a condom, you're still, the fluids are about. I mean, really, you can't handle a fart. But, I mean, anything like that. And I had responded back in the thread that I was the first time I met a guy. We'd known each other for years. But we finally met in person and we were messing around and I was riding him and all of a sudden I got a Charlie horse in the hotel room, fell off the bed. I'm like riding around on the floor. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I have a cramp. And the both of us are just laughing so hard. I finally get it worked out and get up back on the bed and we're laughing and giggling about it. And then it turned into just really great. Awesome sex. And
yeah,
you have to be able to have a sense of humor.
Exactly. Exactly. If you don't, I don't see how you can have fun in bed because there's nothing, if you really think about it, sex is not sexy. Like the mental image of sexy, sex is awkward and it's weird and there's sounds and there's, you know, there's things that out of context would just be weird.
I don't know if I concur with that, but then I'm also a woman that thinks penises are sexy. And I know a lot of people think penises are ugly just by themselves. I mean, I just am fascinated with the human body on a whole.
I'm saying like I'm talking like, you know, just sounds and they're, I don't know. Like, if you took the sounds of fucking and just, like, completely out of context. And I'm talking, like, no moaning. I'm talking
just
none of that.
Just the squishing and the suctioning and, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, it's like, oh, what is, is somebody walking in mud? Because that's what it sounds like.
Nice.
And if you can't have a sense of humor, I don't know.
That's true. That's true. So what's the funny, what's the funniest thing that you can think of that's happened to you during sex?
Oh God, way to put me on the spot. Do you have something in mind? Because I gotta think about this for a minute.
Alright, you think about it. Well, of course, I've had, numerous times I've had leg cramps. I fell asleep during sex once.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. It was with my ex-husband.
High five.
It was with my ex-husband, and we'd been, I mean, I think it was like one of those middle of the night things. We'd had sex earlier, and then we went to bed, and then I woke up kind of randy and started messing around, and
yeah.
And the next morning he's like, for future reference, if you're going to wake me up to have sex, can you not fall asleep?
Oh, shit. I mean, talk about a hit to the ego. I mean, seriously. I feel bad for the poor guy.
I made it up to him.
Oh, well, there you go.
The man was never lacking. So
mine was probably, me and you actually discussed this earlier today. It wasn't so much something that happened in the act of sex, it happened in the act of trying to hide the fact that we were having sex. I had a vibrator in my ass, and my husband was fucking me, and we heard sounds in the hallway, so it needed to stop, and he jumped off and left the vibrator in my ass. Like, just left me there, like, you know, went to answer the door with the vibrator in my ass. And oh, we laughed so hard about it. It, you know, we got the situation diffused and got to get back to it, but I kept picking at him. I was like, really? You were just going to leave me there?
That's definitely a question I'm going to put up on the thread.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be some awesome stories coming out of that.
And I'm sure if I had more time to think about it, I could think of others.
Well, you can post them on the thread when you think of
it. Yeah. Yeah. That's just the one that came to mind because we had discussed it earlier, but. Nothing else really, like, I mean, obviously there's, nothing's funnier, at least to me, because I have the sense of humor of a 12-year-old boy. There's nothing funnier than a pussy fart. I'm sorry, it's hilarious. It is just funny.
Queefer.
I'm not a huge queefer, I'm just not. But, when it happens, I get the giggles.
It's just like watching porn, and every once in a while, they'll be having anal, and she'll actually fart, or, you know, whatever, and it sneaks out, and it's like, okay, that just happens, I'm sorry, if you have anal, it's gonna happen.
Doesn't happen to me.
Really?
No, I'm just being an asshole.
I was like, really?
You're like, oh god, it's only me and porn stars? Fuck. Doesn't happen to normal people, AJ. Sorry.
Well, I'm not normal, so I'm good with that.
I've never been accused of being normal.
No. Well, the first part of my life was fairly normal. And then I discovered sex.
Because being a virgin until 24 is totally normal.
It's not normal.
I know, I was just giving you hell again.
Yeah.
I'm kind of an asshole.
That's okay.
I'm okay with it. I'm like, you got to dominate me, I get to give you shit now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we will be doing that again, just so you know.
I hope so, because you were kind of easy on me tonight.
Yeah. No, I got a little too riled up. I gotta take care of myself before we start, so that I'm not quite
but
so
shit,
much...
Shit, you were fucking writhing like 5 minutes in. I'm like, I haven't even got to touch myself, and she's fucking coming? What the hell?
I didn't come before you touched yourself. Let's not exaggerate here.
Well, okay, but damn near.
Damn near.
Damn near. And I hate, it's a love-hate thing. I hate having to come on demand. Because it's like, I'm so close. And then as soon as it's like, come now, I'm like, where to go? Luckily, I found it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you did okay. You did okay.
I'm going to have to put these pants in the laundry.
the shirt drying out yet?
Yeah, it's like a really, it's really thin. It's the best t-shirt in the world.
I love this t-shirt.
It's perfect. Which is, and it's funny because, and I'm gonna say this, people are gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with her? It's a men's, it's called like the men's fit t-shirt, and it's a man's shirt. And I have tits. Most people who are listening to this have seen them. And it fits me fucking perfectly. I love this shirt.
Sweetheart.
What?
These get posted up on Lit, and most people that listen to this probably have not seen your tits. But just so they know, they are available on the forum side of Lit.
They are available for viewing. I no longer rent them out for parties, but... See, I forget about that. I forget that there's an entire side of Lit that isn't the boards.
Exactly. Yep.
And with as many fucking listens as we've had, good lord.
Yeah. I have one or two pictures up over at Lit, too.
Yeah, one or two, or a thread so big that it's going to take over the world. Whatever.
Yeah, but you know, it's got one more page and then Laurel's going to close it, so.
Oh, I know, I saw that.
Yeah, it hits the 5,000 mark and then... Gotta speed our servers up. I can't tell that it's made a whole lot of difference, but maybe it has behind the scenes, so.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. I love, what they've done and what they offer with Lit, so. It's, you know, been part of my life for a big number of years. I mean, I've been reading stories since the mid-90s, so.
What are your plans when that thread is closed?
I'll start a new one, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I don't know if I'm going to do another pick thread or if I'm just going to do a, you know, chit-chat hangout thread or potpourri. So,
you know you'll end up, even if you just put, like, what are collages and shit like that, you know you'll still do that.
I will. I'm too much of an exhibitionist to not put any pictures up.
They're fun. The collages and your little videos and shit that you make are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you make some for me, because I don't know how to do that shit, nor do I want to learn. So
I will happily do it for you. So you just have to send me stuff, and I'll make you little videos. And
I need to find the perfect song. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day.
I think the last one I did, I didn't even put a song on. I don't know if I posted that. I think I did, though.
Such a musically-minded person, I need a song.
Yeah. Well, most of mine do.
Yeah. I like the Crazy Bitch one.
Oh, you know what? We need to do one to that one song that you were talking about, and we'll do both of our pictures.
Yes, we do. I need to get more pictures of that area.
We like being vague for you people out there.
Yeah, I think they know.
Well, it's when you said that angles. Area, yeah.
It's all about angles. Sexy fucking angles.
Ankles.
Ankles and toe cleavage. Nothing but. Yeah.
No butts, no.
No butts.
Nothing but.
Just ankles and toe cleavage. Yeah. That should be your new thread. Ankles, toe cleavage, and random pictures of Aaron Rodgers.
You know, there's a lot of people that have foot fetishes, though, so I'm sure that there would be
a whole new following. That's what I'm saying.
I don't get the foot fetish thing. I don't, it's great that it works for people, but... I would like to understand it. I mean, that's my biggest thing with fetishes and kinks, is that I want to understand. And I think if you don't have them, you can't really understand the whole what drives somebody.
I agree.
So do you have anything that's like really, really gets you going? Is there any certain kink or... I don't think I have really any strong fetishes. I definitely some kinks, but...
Yeah, I don't think I have any fetishes per se. No.
I think the whole submissive thing works, you know, really well for both of us.
Right, and I don't consider that a fetish by any means.
No.
It's just your nature. Some people are by nature submissive, some people are by nature dominant.
Yeah. I think
you happen to be a really good switch.
The non-consent stuff may be a little bit of a fetish.
You know what, though? I wouldn't even consider... To me, a fetish is something that's just completely out of the norm. And a lot of people seem to have that.
Yeah, but a lot of people that you're talking about are people that are at, like, places that are generally sex-related sites, right?
No, but I'm talking, no, I'm talking just, like, even friends of mine that are the most vanilla people you'd ever meet in your life seem to have. I think everybody, okay, here, I have a fetish, and this, it just, this is a spot-on fucking fetish. And I've only, what?
I just don't think you're that vanilla if you're discussing your sex life with other people.
Oh my gosh, you get a couple bottles of wine and a group of girls.
Well, yeah, that's true, that's true.
I get really, really, really turned on in this. And this isn't like a snuff thing or anything, because I think people, when I've told people this before, they're like, whoa, that's a little weird. I once had a knife held in my throat, and it was by somebody I knew. I knew he wasn't going to hurt me, but I didn't know he was going to hold the knife to my throat. And all of a sudden, he was behind me, and my arms were pinned under his, and he had this knife to my throat. And that was probably the single most turned on I've ever been that quickly in my life. It was like, oh shit. Like,
well, you had no control. You had zero control.
Zero control. And feeling like he didn't have the blade to my throat. He had the other side of the knife. But the feel of that metal on my throat was just, right. It was a combination of just adrenaline and, oh my God, it was
because
amazing.
You felt safe. Because you right, knew he wasn't going to actually hurt you.
Right. I don't know if it would have worked with someone else, but I almost have a feeling it would have. I have a feeling if I'd have felt too safe, it wouldn't have been as exciting.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, I guess that's a fetish. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fetish. I don't think I would want a knife held to my throat. I do like a hand. I do like a hand around my throat, but.
Oh God, so do I.
Especially like when it missionary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and when he's driving into me and reaches down and wraps his hand around my neck, yeah.
I like one hand pinning your arms, like, you
yes.
know.
Overhead.
Yes, and one hand on the throat.
Yeah.
Good God, don't you dare.
I can't help it. That toy just slid right in.
Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Now I'm picturing Aaron Rodgers fucking me. Thank you.
Awesome. I was too.
Picturing Aaron Rodgers fucking me?
Actually, I was picturing Aaron Rodgers standing there going, I have quite the effect on this chick. What I was thinking was, I wanted to say, you're going again, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
You greedy little bitch.
Uh-huh. Nobody seems to complain.
No, no. Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, God, I love that. You seriously have the best sounding orgasm.
They feel pretty good too.
Well, I can't imagine they would sound that good if they didn't feel equally as good.
I've also heard they feel good for him, too.
Nice. I'm just sitting here, like, pinching my nipples so hard listening to you.
How are those nipples doing?
What are they doing?
I said, how are they? Are they still tender?
Well, because I've been...
Oh. Oh, I wonder how long this thing is.
That's what she said.
We're at 50 minutes.
Oh, so we're about par for the course.
Exactly. Oh, but those, you know, those people that just want the sex will be happy since they got it right off.
They'll still listen.
Just don't get used to it, because, you know.
They'll get right off.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back and listen to the rest.
Yeah.
I'm not going again because my shit hurts.
Mine does too, but yep. Doesn't matter.
Well, if I could come on demand like you can, you're like, God, you can flip a damn switch. Uh-huh. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it can come pretty fast.
And loud and hard and fucking wet. Jesus.
Could you hear how wet I was?
Yeah, and I just seriously shivered. Like, oh, God. Everybody hears how wet you are. I get more comments from just people, you know, from IMs and from emails and stuff, and people are just astounded. They're like, oh my God, she gets, I'm like, yeah, she does. I'm like, chick can get it.
Oh, I really want to be able to actually squirt, though. It's more of a gush. And, you know, I know there are women that actually, well, do you squirt?
No, and I've only, it's funny that you mentioned gush, because with, the internal orgasm I had the other night, there was gushing. And then tonight, I mean, I physically felt the gush.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt that before. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it was like a little tidal wave in my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's normally what it is. And I mean, I get some pretty big puddles going on the bed. I mean, big puddles going on the bed. But it's never that. It's, I think once or twice have I had the, where it's, you know, splashed out or squirted out or whatever.
Yeah, I've never wanted to be a squirter.
Oh, I have, because I think I think it would feel even more amazing, because I think I hold myself back.
So you think you could be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't think I could have internal orgasms. I mean, I knew I could. I'd had them in the past, but they were always really hard to come by. And I've had two in the last week.
Yeah.
Yay, new toy.
Well, that's a big part of it. You have to be able to, you know, access the that area.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, your trigger may just be a little bit deeper on it. That you're not getting it with just regular penetration.
Well, apparently to get that trigger, I have to spend the next day walking funny. They love you.
Yeah, you need the toy that I have inside my cunt right now.
No, I don't. Because that thing scares me. Not your cunt, the toy. And with the way, I mean, for me to get what I need to get, I gotta go really hard, and I'm worried I would hurt myself with that.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to go as hard, because of the way this thing curves, I think it would get to that spot easier.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I like, you know, if it's not gonna happen for me internally, which most of the time it doesn't, I like to be able to just go right up to the clit, and I like the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. And this is the educational part about our vagina.
Well, the nice thing about this being a stainless steel toy is it's very sanitary, so it can be sanitized and shared.
Mm-hmm.
So you can try it out. And
do you have an autoclave? You should get one.
Yeah, I'll haul that around with me.
Take it to, like, your gynecologist's office or your dentist's office and be like, can you guys sterilize this for me?
I've just run it through the dishwasher.
Take it to a tattoo shop. I bet they would love to sterilize that for you.
Like, they probably
would. Chick that brings in this toy, and I don't know.
Well, I have two, you know, enjoys, so I could take them both.
Oh, I had a question. Well, I guess I could. We can have a whole other toy discussion, because I had a question about your toys, but we'll save that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have a conversation about toys, and if there's anything people want us to discuss, as always, feedback, comments, posts on the thread, IMs, whatever you reach us, however you reach us, let us know.
Yeah. And there's your, you can also email, your fun love and AJ.
Yep.
At
Yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. And I am at thischickwrites@hotmail.com. So either way, there's tons of ways to reach us.
There we go.
We're awesome. We be hot bitches.
We be hot bitches. Signing off for the evening.
Yes.
Now we have reached our longest one yet.
They just keep getting longer. I really thought tonight's would be shorter because I knew we were going to get to the goods quicker.
Yeah, well, I did too because at one point it was like, oh, it's only like 30 minutes in. We'd probably wrap this up. But then we get talking and...
Well, when you came at 5 minutes in, I was like, well, shit, it's going to be a short night. And to listeners, we talked for almost an hour before we even started recording. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's going to be an early morning for work, so. I'm going to shut this off, and I'll talk to you a couple more minutes, and good night.
Good night.
Listeners, and we'll talk soon.
Yep.
Bye-bye.